That's right, folks. We are walking and talking, not outside today, folks. We are inside again because it's chilly willy outside. All right, so Miss Diane is going to give us the update on the weather, and then we're going to get into some interesting topics.
Good morning. It's January 17th, 2024. I think today, yeah, today's Wednesday. 11 degrees this morning when I got up at 6. It now is all the way up to 17, and it's by 11 or so. It's supposed to get up to 45. Okay, that will seem rather balmy if that's the case. And then things are going to start melting. It's going to stay above freezing till not tomorrow morning, but the morning after. And it'll be in the low 20s then for the low, but it'll go back up into the 40s for a high. So it'll be at like a stay, and then we continue with the thawing process. So it's not something we're terribly fond of. We figure, though, we can probably endure 3 days of this, but that's all we want to put up with. I mean, that's why you're in East Texas, right? So you don't have to have that.
Yeah, it's really bad, folks. I mean, this is just like weather in Massachusetts, no doubt.
Except I think it's warmer.
Well, the thing is, the biggest thing is we don't have snow.
Yeah, not like y'all do up there.
I think that's important. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, maybe we can resume walking. I mean, this is probably the longest I haven't walked. I usually walk every single day.
Yep.
And, usually if we miss a day, but we're going to miss, 3 days?
Yeah, and it should be walkable tomorrow.
Yeah, so anyway, that will be that. Okay, so let's get into some, let's talk about, I know some people are concerned about our cats, okay? that we have, Diane has the cats outside, and how, I know how inhuman it is to put these cats outside. But anyway, Miss Diane is going to tell us a little bit about our cat situation, because she did try to remedy it with one cat anyway. And let's see what happened.
Well, I have a fairly tame and maybe even somewhat timid, fluffy calico kitty. And she kind of found her way in the house and generally goes upstairs into the loft, which is fine. We have never had an issue where itty bitty kitty, I call it Trixie. We have a lot of nicknames for her. It's never been really an issue. Well, apparently she made her way upstairs and located Mishka, our calico kitty. And all of a sudden I was in my back room, Jim was in the living room. It sounded like the house was coming apart and the cats howling. And then one of them jumps to the floor. We had no idea. We thought something was being destroyed, and the speed at which they come down the stairs, there's stuff all the way along the stairs, wasn't even touched. I mean, they must've been airborne the entire time. We didn't know what was going on, but Jim noticed that it looked like little itty bitty, seemingly docile Trixie was actually chasing the bigger cat. I mean, rabid man. She was absolutely terrified, of course. I couldn't pick her up because she was definitely in fight or flight mode. I had to basically cover her, and I know she wanted out, but she did not want a chance meeting up with Trixie again. And so I wrapped her in two blankets and then allowed her to go outside, and that's where her brother was. And her brother would have been worse. We gave him an opportunity to kind of come in, and he looked around and went back out. And this morning, you know, I have kind of like self-heating mats out there for them. They both came out about the same time. Again, the temperature's 11 degrees, and they were just fine. But I know that Mishka, my calico kitty, was looking around to see if the terror from the itty-bitty terror was going to come out, because then she would take flight again.
It was horrible. We have a loft. She has a loft in the house, and it has like a little
railing,
picketed,
that you can look down over the living room. Yeah.
And all of a sudden I see the calico cat smashing against the railing in the air. And then I hear all the screaming, and I'm saying, holy moly, these cats are going to kill each other.
Well, evidently only part of that was true.
Oh boy. So anyway, Diane came over and she did what she had to do.
You isolated Trixie in your room. That was
I tell you, now you understand when they talk about a cat fight. Boy, this was a cat fight.
The thing is, it's a new cat and they have not become accustomed to each other. So Trixie, because she's all, I didn't know how territorial she was. If we have a sign, it's got to say, beware of attack cat, the little one. She's the one that's the dangerous one at this point.
Oh, it was just horrible. But anyway, here we are, and the cats are still alive.
And they're
And
fine as long as we keep them separated.
I just can't wait for this weather to break so we can get them
Yeah.
out of the house. Now the plumbing situation is still the same. I mean, we have water in the house except for the tub. The tub's
Yep.
not working, and we don't know why.
But water's coming through. It's just not the hot
It's
water.
trickling through. So we're
Yes.
gonna have to deal with that in the next couple of days. It is what it is. Maybe there's a problem with the mixer. I don't know.
We
We don't
won't
know yet.
know.
I'm not gonna
Yeah.
find out. So anyway, but we do have hot water in the house. The sinks, kitchen sink works, bathroom sink works, just the tub don't work with the shower.
The
And
washer
the
works.
washer and dryer work. It's just a real strange situation here. But
It's
to me, it
just kind of so, just this real narrowly focused set of pipes, I think.
Well, it seems, again, we just by what I'm telling you, everything else works except for the
Yeah.
shop.
So it's
So
not the water heater.
I think the mixer has a problem, but that's just my opinion. Maybe it's plugged up with something. I don't know.
Like ice, and they're
I
small pipes. When I showed you that
don't know.
picture.
I don't know. But anyway, we'll survive, and the weather's going to get better, so that's going to be
Yeah,
good. Okay.
yeah.
All right. So let's start off. I mean, I'm gonna go to my videos up online. I will go to them. Diane, did you want to start off? Yeah, we can start off with talking about, and
The
we've talked about
electric
this before.
cars.
Yeah, electric cars. I really didn't get into that article yet, so we could talk about it.
Well, I did.
You sent me a link to it or something.
Yeah, I sent you about the article itself. And it's entitled Tesla's Owners in Deep Freeze Discover the Cold Hard Truth About Electrical Vehicles. And again, the problem is electric motors, engines don't apparently do very well in cold weather. And we've had some seriously cold weather. Over half of the country is under hard freeze, cold weather issues. So they're saying these charging stations look like a graveyard for cars.
Okay,
Like
so
in Chicago, for example.
all right, so here's the deal, folks. I've never seen an American, the American public, well, I guess it's worldwide, it's not just here, but since we're here and it's cold right now, we can talk about it here. But this electric car situation is the biggest scam. It's like global warming scam. It's a scam. Everything is a scam, and it's amazing that they sold this to the people that electric cars were going to be good, not even knowing, or maybe they did know, that there's going to be a problem with these cars. And the biggest problem, all right, the biggest problem is the grid. There's not, you got to charge them. You got to charge these cars.
And where do they get their energy?
Well, I'm just saying, it's got to come from the grid. And where does the grid get its electricity from? It gets it from the quote fossil fuel, even though there's no such thing as fossil fuel.
That's why we do this. Yeah.
That's a whole nother scam.
Yeah,
They want you to
exactly.
believe that oil comes from plants and animals
Dead
and bones.
dinosaurs.
It's not. Oil is a reoccurring substance in the ground that's always there.
And
However, it's there.
it almost it it re what's the word? It renews
Re, re,
itself.
it's re, reoccurring. I mean,
Yeah, it renews itself constantly, and
yeah,
so
renew. It's a renewable
it's not
energy.
running
But
out.
what they've done, and they know it too, believe me, what they've done is they've made it a scarcity, making it look like we're running out of it, only because when you do that, you keep the price up. That's why you do it. They did the same thing with diamonds. Okay, diamonds are very plentiful, folks. All right. They're just glass. It's just, carbonized glass. But, they make them nice and pretty, and they make it look like it's a valuable thing, but
And
it's not.
scarce.
Scare. Yeah, if they're not scarce, that's the reason why the Jews, see, these Jews are unbelievable. They took over the whole market of diamonds, and they got stupid people believing that it's a valuable thing, and they've convinced people, if you really love your wife or girlfriend or maybe your boyfriend, if you really love them, you give them a diamond. And I'm saying to myself, you see how people are just completely brainwashed in the global warming scam and the electric car scam and the diamond industry and I mean oil. Oh my God, I mean they're all stupid. People are so stupid, and that's why the world is like it is today, because of stupidity. I've never seen anything like it. Go ahead, Miss Diane.
People perish for lack of vision. The problem is when they're promoting or attempting to promote the scarcity of our resources, then they also promote the depopulation necessity because they lie to us saying there are too many people that we can decide which of these people are no longer supposed to exist. That's why there was such a proliferation of vaccine testing in Africa by Bill Gates. And he's actually been banned from Africa because of that. We don't hear about that, do we? But depopulation is our solution to the scarcity of resources.
Well, it's incredible. And here, I'm just going to go on a little different direction here. Because a lot of people want you to think that the white man, right? White man, white, you know, we're above everybody. But I mean, let's think about this. Africa said no to Bill Gates. America loves Bill Gates. In America, a lot of white people are making these decisions. I mean, really? See, anybody that thinks the white people on this earth really have all the answers or know what they're doing, you're out of your mind.
They're
You can
being
see
controlled by the Jews. That's part of the problem.
it's common sense, folks. White people can be stupid too, and they have been, because they're the ones responsible for everything that's bad today, except the Jew people, you know, the Jew whites, which I know you Christian identity people don't want to understand that Jews are white. Color, they're white, you know, color. I'm still waiting for the answer for my Christian identity friends.
Do we have Christian identity friends?
Yeah, well, whatever. What color, what if the Jews aren't white color wise, what are they? I no one's
They
given me
don't
the
answer
answer.
you. No.
What is the color? All the Jews I know are white. White looking, just like me. They're no different than me. There's some blonde Jew girls that you wouldn't know the difference between them and anybody else. But the Jews, they're white. So what color are Jews? Please, somebody answer me that. And get back to the stupidity of whites, because they're the ones that are the most gullible people on this earth. And here we are, folks. Here we are. We're sucking in all the nonsense of the medical profession, you know, the vax, all this stuff. White people are the ones behind it. I know, though, it's Jews, but they are white. You understand that? And the other nations, yeah, they might be as dumb as sticks. I don't doubt that. You know, you can see the things they do are kind of dumb. But they don't get involved with this stuff that we're getting involved in, you know? So anyway, that's my take on that. Getting back again, finishing up with the electric car thing. Biggest scam going. And you know what's going to probably happen here? Because Elon Musk is a really, you know, big guy behind this electric
Well,
car stuff.
one of the people in the article said they're reaching out to Elon Musk to help them.
Well, here's the thing. I don't doubt in some way this is all going to go bust, and Elon Musk is going to get his money either
Yeah,
way.
he will. He probably
Okay,
has insurance for that
he'll
sort of
get
thing.
his money. They'll figure out a way to bail him out of this bullshit electric car situation. You know, if someone even offered me an electric car, I wouldn't even take. Why would I need it? I mean, I got to get a station for it. I got to pay for that. Right, you know.
The battery in it
Well,
is about $10,000 for the battery.
I mean, how long will the battery last? Maybe 5 years, maybe. I mean, if you do a lot of driving, you know, maybe 5 years. And then, if you have a garage and you park in the garage, I'm seeing all these things happening with fires. The garages are burning up. The cars in the garage are burning up, and they have a whole special way they deal with these electric cars now. They get. I saw. A video of it. If I can find it, I'll put it in here, but don't worry about it. The fire department has this blanket. It's a big, huge like reddish looking blanket, really thick, made of some sort of rubberish. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know if it's rubber, but whatever.
Probably asbestos, but
Well, whatever it is, it costs
fire
like
retardant.
$3,000 or $5,000 for this blanket.
Yeah.
And they have to throw it over the electric car that's burning and keep it there until, it cuts off the oxygen. Because, you can't have a fire without oxygen.
You can't use water.
Huh?
You don't use water for
No,
that type of
you
fire.
can't use the water on this. I mean, you'd have to use too much water, just too much. Okay. And anyway, they got these blankets. You could do a search for it or whatever. If I could find the video, I'll put it up. But
It's a fire retardant, and I think they're trying to get people to buy them for their houses.
well, I don't know. I mean, who the hell wants to spend? Then you need four people, at least four people, to
To do
put
that.
the top, it's a top,
The tarps.
over the car. You can't do it by yourself. I mean, if your car was burning in your garage, by the time you were able to do it yourself on the car, the whole house would have burned down by then. I mean, you couldn't do
I
it. So
see.
anyway, that's it for that topic. I mean, it's just incredible how stupid we are in so many ways. And you can't blame the black people for this, folks, just to let you know.
No.
All right? You can't blame them because they have common sense in Africa. They stay away from a lot of nonsense. And okay, so what was the next topic that you wanted to talk
Well,
about?
if you wanted to, you put up something that Paul Harvey was talking about climate change, or
Yeah.
what I think it's only 2 minutes, and so that it's a he's a blast from the past. Used to be the basically the other rest of the story. That's what his line was, and this is the rest of the story. You would hear this, but this is what they didn't tell you,
Yeah,
and so.
so yeah, that was absolutely nonsense to see. Again, well, some people, Paul Harvey, again, a lot of you people don't even know who Paul Harvey was,
Yeah,
but
Gary. He was a
he
radio
was a
pundit.
radio personality more or less, and he had a show on every day, I think at noontime, something like
I
that.
think so, yeah.
And he had a huge following, but he's from the 50s, this guy, okay, 60s or whatever, and he had a show all the way up until I don't know when he died, but.
80s is, I remember hearing him in the 80s.
Well, whatever, he's been around for a long time, and everybody used to listen to him. I mean, every day, and he'd come
He was the
on.
red pill guy, like the only one,
Yeah,
basically.
he was like he'd be like a big internet guy today if he really got cooking.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's not around anymore. But he used to talk on a lot of different subjects. I never really listened to him, to be honest with you, because I don't listen to the radio that much. So, but anyway, he talked about global warming, and in 1992 he did the video, audio actually. And he was explaining how they were pushing this on us back then, this global warming nonsense. And
Yeah,
again,
global warming.
they have changed. It's not called global warming
They
anymore.
can't prove that,
Yeah, it's
unfortunately.
called climate change.
Yeah.
That's how they get around it. Because if you have cold weather, climate change. If you have hot weather, climate change. Everything's climate change.
That's right.
Complete nonsense. Okay, are you those topics? You all set with on those?
Yeah, I had sent you some cartoons. In fact, one of them was a meme where this individual is dressed in, of course, we don't have this issue here, warm clothes. He says, I'm going to go out and start shoveling 26 inches of global warming. And that, so anyway, I've sent a number of comic pictures in regard to the cold. It's called what, winter humor. Yeah, it's
All
so great fun.
right.
Yeah.
What we're gonna do now? I'm gonna go to my BitChute channel. We always try to do that because I'm putting a lot of different videos up. So let me do a share screen, and we go.
There you
Okay.
go.
So here's my BitChute channel. You're gonna see what I've been putting up. Oh, there it is right there, the Paul Harvey one.
Yep.
Let's see the comments on that.
And with the willing complicity.
Mean, I can actually play it. It's not that long.
Yeah.
All right, let me get it so I can get it nice and
Now, and
even.
also hear
Yeah, I'll turn up
it.
the sound as best I can. I'll put it up as high as I can.
You have to do it.
I'll
There
put
you
the
go.
sound up here
Yeah.
too. All right, let's see how I'm going to put it on full screen, and then let's see what Paul Harvey had to say. So, if this is for you folks that have never heard of Paul Harvey, he had a really he had a good radio voice. So they so here
Yep.
you go.
Of headline hungry media, a recent crisis of the month had to do with global warming. An ozone hole is opening up over the United States, we were told, the effects of which were already measurable in an increase in skin cancer. On the contrary, destroying chlorine around the polar vortex has been declining since January. A major objective of a recent shuttle mission was to determine the scope and scale of the so-called ozone hole, and the silence since has been deafening from those whose livelihood depends on creating crises. Recent data from the upper atmosphere research satellites affirms that any problem is less, it's not greater. Ozone levels fluctuate all the time, partly because of volcanic activity and solar flares. But MIT's Technology Review has made an exhaustive study of worldwide ocean temperatures since 1851, has concluded that there appears to have been little or no global warming over the past century. In fact, the net rise in world surface temperature during the last century, which was about 1%, almost all occurred before 1940, and that was before aerosols, and that has since been reversed. Former NASA chief Robert Jastrow and former Scripps director William Nirenberg, past president of the American Academy of Sciences, Frederick Seitz, all have concluded in a scathing rebuke of those who make money by predicting global warming, quote, if we allow ourselves to be influenced by press release, we could spend $1 trillion over the next decade destroying what's left of the American economy in an utterly unnecessary attempt to repeal the Industrial Revolution.
Okay, so I had that on fast speed. I listen to all my videos on 1.5 just to let you know, so I get through them quick, especially if someone talks slow, just to let you know. So anyway, look what he said. But, you know, that we're going to destroy the economy with this nonsense. And they are definitely destroying the economy with this nonsense. So anyway, that was interesting.
It was a short video
on fast speed. So we got through it in a minute instead of 2 minutes.
But it had the closed caption that if you were somewhat a fast reader and you could hear it would help. One of the things I had heard him talk about were the Nuremberg trials, and one of the judges who was going to present information that he said would blow the lid off the Nuremberg trials. Lady Michelle was able to get me. This guy was British. He was a British justice at Nuremberg. I didn't find anything very compelling. Paul Harvey said the more compelling thing. And so I have a newspaper article about that. I'm wondering if he actually did a radio broadcast, hadn't even checked that, about his findings concerning the Nuremberg trials. That would have been revolutionary in the 90s.
No doubt about it. Okay, so anyway, here's a couple of more videos. Gemma O'Doherty was talking to Fake Nukes and a couple other people about some stuff dealing with 9/11, the fakery of it. I'm not going to really get into it. I'm really getting tired of the 9/11 stuff. And the reason why is because it's all said, done, and gone, and none of us have answers to what really happened, and you're never going to have the answers. And they designed it that way. Mm-hmm. So my opinion about 9/11, again, the most important part about it is why they did it and who did it. You know, what is the whole point of all of it?
And how'd they benefit?
That's right. That's the most important point. Mm-hmm. Going down the rabbit hole of how it was done, especially when none of us are experts in any of the topic of explosions and destruction and all that stuff. That's why, what are you going to do? You're never going to have anybody that has the answer. But I will say this, that however this building came down, it was not normal.
No.
That's all I can say. This was not just a controlled demolition scenario of a regular controlled demolition.
Something else was going on.
Yeah, yep. I mean, there was more to this than meets the eye. And whatever you want to believe, direct energy weapons or something, I think there's something, going on here that we're just never going to know. And I think the government has weaponry that is beyond whatever.
And they're using it on us. They're practicing and testing.
That's my opinion. That's all I can say.
Right.
And, people laugh at me to talk about dual weapons. If you don't think the government has weaponry that could do some real damage in some crazy ways, I don't know what to tell you, because they do. My opinion, they do. Right. They're way ahead of this. And I think it was used somehow on the buildings in 9/11 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to make a big argument about that. People can believe what they want to believe. Okay. Now, This is I'm going to talk a little bit about this.
This is, I think, number one.
Okay, this is the number one topic on our topic today. The fakeologist, which I believe his name is Tim, which I really don't even know if that's his real name or not, but that's another story. He's been very helpful to me. In fact, he was so helpful, and I don't know how he does it. I hope he gets back to me. and shows me the program that he did here and used on this interview with, well, I know him as Jürgen Newman. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, he has a BitChute channel that's called John Robertson. Now, I think he's just using that as a, fake name.
Alias, nom de plume. Yeah.
So I know, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not like I'm doxing him, but I know him. And I met him.
We
went up to Canada. Yeah. But we met him as Jürgen Newman. And see, Jürgen Newman is, I think, his real German name. But when he came to the United States, I think he took on the name Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so his BitChute channel is completely alias. It's not even having anything to do with his name, but whatever. Whatever his reasons for doing that, he can knock himself out with that.
And I don't believe he's Jewish either.
Oh, no, he's not Jewish at all.
Right.
But anyway, the fakeologist who lives in, I guess, Toronto, is probably close to him. So they met actually. But he put up, he's been interviewing for the last couple of days. And this has been a great interview. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take, maybe today I'll work on it, all the three. Well, he says he wants to interview him Thursday too, because he hasn't finished. See, Jürgen here, okay, he was Ernst Zundel's right-hand man. And so probably started in the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. In the 80s.
Like 83 at least.
Well, right, but let's just start, say 80s, because... Mm-hmm. You know, he got into his life and how he came to be where he is today. And, you know, that was obviously previous to the 80s. And he, you know, the first interview was all about his life himself. Now, the second one, and that was about an hour. So the second one was around 2 hours, because he started to give us the timeline of when he got interested with Zundel and started working for Zundel and doing the videos and the interviews and all that. And it's, I mean, you really, if you get some time to listen to this, and I put it here on my site so you can listen to it, or you go to the fakeologist site too and see, you know, he has a lot of stuff there too. But anyway, excellent interview. I mean, Jürgen, I have interviewed myself. In fact, I'm going to go back and listen to it to see what, you know, he didn't talk to me about all the stuff that he talked to fakeologists.
I think Tim wanted a timeline of his involvement about Zundel.
Tim did a great job. He did a great job with this interview. And to me, this was probably one of the best interviews.
That's right.
In discussion. I listened to this with joy and just everything that he was saying, because Jürgen did an exceptional job of laying everything out year by year. And so anyway, the fakeologist did a tremendous job with this. This is a very critical, important interview for people to listen to. And you really should listen to it, because he's going by year on what happened and all the players involved. And I mean, excellent. You're not going to hear this from anybody, and nobody's going to put it together like Jürgen has done. So, you really want to listen to it. And I'm hopefully Tim, fakeologist, all right, if that's your name, I'm still confused on this. But anyway, hopefully you're going to be interviewing from the third part of this. And then hopefully maybe I could put it all together in one interview and have at least have for myself, or put the whole thing up so people can listen to the whole thing. I know it's going to be like 3 hours or whatever, but it's definitely going to be worth listening to. Yeah. Let me go for the comments. Let me see what the comments are.
He's only in 1994.
Right, I know. Yeah. So, okay, let's get into the comments. All right. Let's see what we got for comments. All right. So there really hasn't been that many comments. Diane put a comment up, whatever.
I put two.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, folks, and John DeNugent put something up there, because you were talking about the music that was in it.
Yeah. Beginning. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I do encourage people to go to the fakeologist site. He's got a lot of cool stuff there. But I thought this was great, because, and again, we left off at 1994. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff that happened to Zundel from that on. People, you can understand that whatever happened to Zundel here, And a lot of people don't know what he went through. I've never known anybody to go through all the hell that this man has gone through. There's nobody. I know.
No,
some people might say, oh, I had to go to court for this, or go to the, this happened. And they had to, but folks,
please.
I mean, can you imagine you have a business and you're making a lot of money in the business, a good amount of money, and they take your mailing privileges away. You can't get any mail in or out. That would be a problem when you think, well, that's what they did to him. I mean, the Jews came after Zundel so bad that that's why I hate them. I hate them with a passion, because they're evil, evil people and what they did to him. I mean, evil to take some as a, you know, I mean, everything he had to do, he had to go back to the companies. If he had to pay the electric bill, he had to go to the company. Okay. If he, whatever he had to do, something from the government he had to do, he had to go right to them. I mean, do you know how
physically
hardship that would be on somebody? But see, the Jews love that stuff. And then he had a woman named Sabina
Citron.
She was a son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. This woman was so evil. Mm-hmm. And she owned, she got her just desserts though, folks. I mean, she got a lot of stuff to happen to Zundel because she was a mean son of a bitch. But at the end, she owned a manufactured car parts. And she really screwed the immigrants working for her. So she got her just desserts. And also in the interview, see, a lot of stuff in that interview I didn't even know. But she belonged to the Jewish organizations, and they all used to get together. And because of what she did with the Holocaust bullshit, they didn't like. All right, and they ended kicking her out of the group.
Yep, that was probably unheard of. The other thing that Ernst had to deal with was that the German government wouldn't renew his passport.
Yes,
and that was Jew inspired. You know that.
Yeah, so
he went to court, back to court. That's what Jürgen said. He went back to court and fought that and won that. And so this was even before the fake news trial that he had to deal with.
Yeah,
and then Jürgen didn't. He was talking about the players. That was good. Where the people that preceded Doug Christie and the Dream Team, and dealing with Zundel's case and such. That was really important. We know a great deal, and you can find out what happened. Well, of course, the cost involved in acquiring per page the court records, and you have to have a set of these, each of these, for each of the justices, quote unquote.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, they put so much pressure on him to get things done a certain way. And he had to comply with his appeals to do this. But the whole point, I'm going to just sum it up here. Okay, we'll move on. But the whole point was this. They brought him to court on a charge that was illegal.
Wasn't it like from 1200 AD or something like that? A British law?
Yes. They brought him to court for like a saying that what he was saying was a lie. I can't remember exactly how it's worded. But it was a law from the 1200s.
Yeah, that, in England, obviously.
Yeah, that it was called fake news. And as you couldn't spread, if you said something that was a lie about somebody, then that was a criminal offense, okay? So that's what they charged him with. But it was unconstitutional in the beginning in Canada. They knew it. They knew this was unconstitutional to bring that law against them, but they did it anyway, and nobody, they got away with it. Because, again, this is how law is. They do whatever they want.
Especially in Canada.
Okay, so anyway, he had to spend this whole court case and everything, like around $500,000 on this, pretty much bankrupted him.
Yeah.
And at the end, right, the last appeal, then they come up and said, oh, by the way, this is when, 1991, I think it was, or whatever. And they said to him, oh, by the way, that law is unconstitutional. We strike it from the records. But yet they had him go through all this and all that money and all this time and energy. And They should have paid for his lawyer fees and all of that, but they didn't.
They should have reimbursed him.
Yeah, they should have reimbursed him, but they didn't. Yes. Okay, so they knew it was a lie what they did to him, this poor guy.
And that's what the Jews do. They try to basically ruin you. And the final word of the justice was, truth is no defense.
That's right. Can you imagine?
You cannot use the truth to defend yourself.
Oh, I mean, again, now the reason, let me see what else. Oh, I get so many things to talk about here. I don't know how I have time to do it all, but we'll see. I just want to finish up with this, that if you think that you're going to go to court and get justice, even if you're in the right, you better start thinking about it.
Better have a plan B.
There's got to be a plan B, because you can be 100% right. You could be constitutionally right. Everything could be right about your case, but they're going to screw you up big time, because they might not want to hear it, even though they should. They're not going to listen to you. They're going to just listen to people that lie, cheat, and steal, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, all right, don't assume that just because we're living in a constitutionalist country, freedom of speech and this and that, and we got the court system to protect us, that the court system is going to protect us. Believe me, I'm seeing the case with Kathleen Dudley and what they've done to her, and hers is nothing compared to Zundel case, okay? And she's in a predicament right now. She's in a
This is land of the free, home of the brave. It's not supposed to happen here.
Yeah, she's got a big problem here, because she can go to jail because they, you know, she's lost her case. And she owes thousands of dollars, and they want their money. They want their blood money.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen. So she'll have to update me on that. But that's a whole nother story, what happened to her. Again, another horrible situation that happened.
Miscarriage of justice. I mean, that's an oxymoron, by the way.
Yeah.
Justice is not supposed to be miscarried. So.
Okay. So anyway, I put a short video up here about soap. He talked about making soap out of Jews, which is a big lie. They know it's a lie, but they keep talking about it today, because the Jews know that people are stupid and they're going to believe anything they say.
Yeah.
But now let's, I want to get into this E. Michael Jones video. He did a live video there, and a lot of good comments on it. Again, E. Michael Jones, he's excellent with his anti-Jew stuff, exposing the Jews. And
his book.
We're going to love him for it. He got a great book, Holocaust Narrative, where we've been reviewing it in our Hoaxbusters show, which you can watch on Saturday night, folks, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Go down Speak Free Radio, and you can actually come into the show and talk to us and everything else. It's really good now, because we don't have to use the Joe's phone system, which sucks. And you can actually hear you, and you can come into the show like us.
And it's Speak Free Video, by the way.
Speak Free Video. So Speak Free Radio is where you can watch the Hoaxbusters show and listen. See what we've done in the past. Well,
that's the listen. The radio part's the listening. The video part's the watching. And we started that.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to E. Michael Jones. See, E. Michael Jones, he's really good. We like him. He exposes the Jews. He does a great job. I just wish he would get off the Catholic kick. Look at all you people that, if you're listening to me now, okay, please separate your issues. If you want to talk about the Holocaust, you want to talk about you know, all this type of stuff, separate it. Don't bring your Catholic stuff into it, because that just takes away from it, because E. Michael Jones thinks the whole world is going to be Catholic. All right, I don't really believe that. I think that's not a good thing.
It'll be immaterial.
Yeah, it's immaterial to the topic. So, look, at I agree with E. Michael Jones, and I'll even allow his videos on my site, but I really don't care about the Catholic stuff, because I got a problem with the Catholic Church. I know you Catholics probably don't like hearing me talk about this, but you people are good people. You're good Catholics. You're honorable people, but you belong to a church that's not honorable. And the big thing now is the church is, you know, they're allowing things with homosexuals. They're kind of getting on the good side with the homos and sodomites. and there's some bishops that are sodomites. And look, if you want to belong to a religion that is to my opinion, really on the side of Satan and doing Satan's work, that's fine. If you get your comfort from going to church and looking at everything there and the mass and everything there and all that, look at, knock yourself out. But you really got to separate your issues. Don't bring your Catholic Church in with the Holocaust, because the Catholic Church believes in the Holocaust. They're all behind it 100%. It really takes away from the discussion. And anyway, that's all I could say, because I love E. Michael Jones. I try to be fair with everybody. I'll give you my opinion about whatever the view he has on a certain topic, like his Catholicism, which, again, I don't agree with, but I will put it up on my site. But you know something? These people, these super, I call them super Catholics, they would not do that with me.
Yeah.
They would not do that with me.
No,
see, they wouldn't give me the benefit of the doubt and put a video up of me on my topic, just the Holocaust topic, because I'm anti-Catholic. See, that's not fair. And Lorraine Day did the same thing. See, she wouldn't put my videos up on her site or give links to my videos because I swore.
Because of your language, yeah.
It's my language. So, you know.
You couldn't see beyond that.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop the share here because we're getting close to the end of this. But
yep.
It really bothers me that people can't be fair on this topic. They just
you are.
Can't.
You're being fair.
I'm very fair with people. Yeah. And I let you have your say, even though I don't agree with you on your religious viewpoint, and I will explain it. But see, people that are staunch in a view, like the Catholicism, whatever, for some reason, they just don't want to hear when someone complains about it. And they just push away, you know, I don't want to hear anything about him. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to have a video with him, whatever. That's really not fair for folks. Because I listen to Christian Identity. I listen to Flat Earth. I listen to Globalists. I listen to everybody. I let you have your say. I let you talk. If you want to have your politics talk, I hate politics. But, you know, if you want to talk to me about Putin or whatever, I might not engage you in conversation because, look, all the politics of the world is controlled by the Jews. I don't understand why you don't get this.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me about Putin, the Ukraine, and all this bullshit? It's all run by the Jews. Let's just admit that and go on our separate ways here. I mean, if you think you're going to solve any problems with the politics of the world, thinking that you're going to get anybody in the office or you whatever you're going to do to solve these problems, you're not going to solve the problems. Oh, you're a defeatist. No, I'm not a defeatist, folks. I'm
realist.
Yeah, I'm a realist, folks. I mean, really, you got the Jews running everything, every single thing in the world. And you think that you're going to be able to stop them or what they're doing.
Especially the politicians.
Yeah. Look at folks. This is way above us. I know I'm not going to get into a big religious, not religious, but a spiritual.
Biblical
discussion. Because a lot of you guys, you glass over when I talk about the Bible. This is way above us. Right. The only way this is going to be solved is by God. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it. He's the only one that has control of what's going to happen here. All right, the plan. I talk about the plan. I'm not going to get into it here, but go look up the plan. I put a whole I had a whole video. I was interviewed by
Fakeologist?
The Logos fellow.
Oh, okay.
Zach. Whole video, you know, Jim Rizzoli, the plan, Zach, Logos, whatever.
Our purpose right now is warning, informing and warning. The battle is the InfoWars. I'm going to borrow that phrase.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't, they wouldn't be making laws against our talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people just don't think you know, my friend Dave Bailey, who I blocked on my site because he was just nasty. He believes that we're going to get the whites together. And maybe a lot of Christian Identity believe this, too, that, you know, us whites, the whites are going to really get up there and they're going to do something. It's not going to happen, folks. I mean, really, the whites can't even agree on, their religious viewpoints, and you think all the whites are going to get together and take over this government or have some say in how the government's run. Oh, wait a minute, we're going to put Trump in, Mr. Trumpy. Oh, Mr. Trump, who's the biggest
Jew. He's going to be the secret world leader. That's what Mike King is promoting right now.
Look at folks. I mean, you know, we're just trying to be honest with you. You know, that's probably why, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but I don't really get a lot of invites to people's sites. Like, you know, I noticed that I will ask Brother Nathaniel, you know, maybe you want to do something with me. I'll ask Max Eigen. I'll ask, you know, whatever. People really don't want to talk to me. You know why they don't want to talk to me? Because I tell 100% the truth. Mm-hmm. And they might have they might be truthful 80%, 90%, but they're going in another direction religiously, or they're going in another direction politically. And I'm just trying to say, you're wasting your time. But I'm not a defeatist, because I'm happy in what I'm doing to inform people what the truth is. You do what you want with it. You want to vote and get into the election situation and vote for Trump or whatever you want to vote for, knock yourself out. But let's just come down to the brass tacks of what's going to happen, and are we going to solve the problems ourselves? No, it's way about us. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, well, we covered a lot of points here. Ms. Diane, do you have any concluding comments or whatever?
Well, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow in a more thawed East Texas.
Yeah, I'm really getting tired of this. I mean
that's so funny. And it's only been a few days.
It wears you out.
It does.
Cold wears you out. And I'm not even going outside, but I'm just saying, dealing in the house, you know, waking up in the morning and your room is 50 degrees, it's not that it bothers me, because I'm warm in the bed when I sleep. It's not like I'm freezing sleeping or anything like that. You got to turn the heater on. You got to do this. You got to do that. You can't take a shower. It's just a pain in the ass. But anyway, well, I know you folks probably want to see a lot of dogs, like Smiley Dog.
Well, we would too.
And all that, we know, we miss them too. We like to be out there walking, showing the cow report and the chemtrail report and all the reports. We just can't do it. Nothing we can do about it. So here we go.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Tomorrow, hopefully we can get out. I can get some I haven't been exercising as much either, because I'm just, trying to deal with this.
Yeah.
And anyway, life goes on. Okay, folks. My email is at the end of the video, like usual. You can get in touch with me by email, and my phone number is there too. You can give me a call. Better to call me in the afternoons. We're always ready. We're willing to talk to people. Share whatever you got with us on our site. If you have videos you want us to watch, or you have links to something you want us to look at, because I try my best to get back to them. If I don't get back to you, I'm just overwhelmed with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get hundreds of emails and a lot of comments on my BitChute channel, it takes all day to get through this stuff. So, if I don't take it personally if I don't get to you personally or respond to you. If you really want me to respond, hit me with an email, and then I will look into what you sent more so if I can, But, we try to be there to talk to people and have fun and get the information out, and that's all we can do. Okay, well, that's it for today, folks. I'm Jim Rizzoli.
Diane King, sorry.
Yeah, Miss Diane, are you in Never Never Land?
No, there was just a little symbol over my battery icon.
Oh, okay, that's very important. You might have to charge your phone in a second here.
Oh, it's in charge. It's telling me it's full.
Okay, very good. Okay, folks, so hopefully we'll be around to talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.